The Badger's first arrival from Ludington, Michigan each spring sets off a small civic celebration at the boat dock in Manitowoc. Shirley Oswald is a member of a women's social group called the Red Hatters. She says for many decades, ferries in and out of the city have been putting bread on the table for hundreds of families.
One of my brothers worked there all his life, and a lot of other people in this town worked on those boats all their life as well.
After the Badger sounds its horn in the harbor and pulls in, hundreds of passengers get off the boat and head for their destinations. Quite often, the visitors spend tourism dollars. Ted Lederbach of Lyndhurst, Ohio, came to Wisconsin for a wedding and a trip to Door County. He said he and his wife planned to spread the wealth a little.
Well, let's not push it, okay? Maybe with tips it'll be $100.
Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols says a study a few years ago showed the SS Badger triggers about $25 million in local tourism spending each year. He says the city recently put in a new road to better connect the boat dock to downtown Manitowoc. Nichols contends it's a good investment.
We want them to stay here. We want them to spend their money here, especially in these difficult times.
Nichols and other local leaders are also helping promote the Badger's recent addition to the National Register of Historic Places. At a ceremony last Friday, Michigan historian William Anderson highlighted the Badger being the only coal-fired passenger ship remaining in North America.
It is a testament to enterprising leadership and skillful engineering and manufacturing that created its coal-fired steam propulsion system.
And yet, it's these coal-fired engines, installed when the Badger was built in Manitowoc almost 60 years ago, that are causing some concern. The engines not only produce emissions that can be seen miles away, but the Badger dumps the coal ash into Lake Michigan. At the urging of some politicians, the US EPA has given the Badger a break and allowed it until 2012 to come up with a cleaner alternative. Linda Mattson is a vice president of the Lake Michigan Car Ferry Service, which owns the Badger. She says the firm is looking at storing the ash on board until the boat docks, installing cleaner burning engines, or other options.
We're doing everything humanly possible at this point to do what we can. We are within EPA guidelines at this time.
And passenger Christine Como of Wisconsin Dells says she's willing to cut the Badger some slack.
As long as they're going to be working on cleaning up their act, so to speak, it's fine. And it's kind of a historic boat too, you know, so that's just part of the ambience and the pleasure of crossing with it.
As the Badger scrapes against wooden pilings on its way out of the Manitowoc dock, Lake Michigan Car Ferry says it hopes to keep the Badger running for many years. It sails to and from Ludington every day between now and early October, with two trips a day during most of the summer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Manitowoc.